and all of that. Also, Ron Futrell will stop by, sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. Big, big sports weekend in this town beginning tonight with UNLV. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
It'll be a busy weekend for our local sports teams. The Golden Knights are going to try to snap their first losing streak of the season tonight at the Fortress against the San Jose Sharks, who are somehow on their own two-game win streak. Puck drops at 7 o'clock at T-Mobile Arena. Friday night football at Allegiant Stadium as UNLV football goes for their 8th win of the season. Standing in their way is the Wyoming Cowboys, who are 5.5-point underdogs. The Runnin' Rebels are back on the hardwood tomorrow afternoon, hosting Stetson University at the Thomas & Mack. Tip goes up at 4 o'clock, and the L.A. Lakers are in Phoenix tonight for a 7 o'clock tip-off against the Suns. Catch all the action on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb. Coverage starts at 6:45.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Join KMZQ and the Angels of Las Vegas this weekend to help give back to Las Vegas. Albertsons, Vaughn's, and Kemp Broadcasting proudly present the Stuff the Truck Food Drive, November 11th and 12th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. 5881 East Charleston Boulevard. And bring any non-perishable food item this weekend from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Help us stuff the truck to get back to Las Vegas. Brought to you by Albertsons, Vaughn's, the Angels of Las Vegas, and KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent 6 organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
You hear it all the time. Lawyers talk about all their experience. Many years of experience, experience with the insurance companies, and experience in the courtroom. But what you don't hear much is about the results. At Learn & Row, we're proud of our results because that's how we measure our success. We've helped over 150,000 people recover billions of dollars, with over $1 billion just in the last 5 years alone. When you want results, call Lerner & Row.
Lerner & Row is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state settlements. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer, whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested. Don't argue. Don't resist. Don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Finlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Well, the resort corridor looks good, and that's about it, actually. We do have an accident in the downtown Las Vegas area being reported on 95 northbound approaching Las Vegas Boulevard. Not seeing too much backup to go with that, but the big braking is going to be found in North Las Vegas. Still working a wreck on 15 northbound near Craig Road, and that has taken up the left side of the freeway. Clouds and cooler temperatures today. Highs that end up in the upper 60s by the afternoon and should clear up tomorrow and Sunday. A great-looking weather weekend in store for us. Only 46 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It is Live and Local. Everything you need to know to start your day. Everything you're going to need at that first morning breakfast meeting. Everything you need to know. It's all right here. News, weather, traffic, sports. We got it for you. We got it all covered. For instance, you heard earlier in the week. In fact, you heard a clip that we ran earlier in the hour relative to all the stuff going on relative to the debates and all of that. And you heard the former president, Donald J. Trump, refer to Nikki Haley as bird brain, which I thought was kind of funny, kind of offensive, but funny. Nikki Haley, this is cut three, by the way, cut three. Nikki Haley was on with Bill Hemmer yesterday talking about her ongoing relationship, if there is such a thing, with Donald J. Trump.
Down the road last night at around the same time, Donald Trump said this about you. You know, Bird Brain?
I will never run against him. He is a great president. I will never, ever run against him, said Bird Brain. I will not run against him. He was one of the greatest presidents in the history of our country. And then about 3 months later, she goes, I've decided to run. This is the craziest business politic.
He invoked your name, as we say in debate rules, and wanted to give you a chance to respond to that. How is your relationship today with the former president?
You know, I have said often, I think he was the right president at the right time. I agree with a lot of his policies. Yes, I said I wouldn't run against him, but that was before we had the fall in Afghanistan. It was before we saw inflation go through the roof. And it was before we lost the midterms. And so, look, this is what I'll tell you. Three quarters of the country, 75% of the country has said they don't want to see a rematch between Biden and Trump. The country deserves better than a president in their 80s. And Trump and Biden would give us that. It is time for a new generational leader. If you look at the polls, I crushed Joe Biden in every single poll. That's what Republicans need to focus on is, yes, we're going to talk about a primary, but at the end of the day, we need to have someone at the top of the ticket that wins governor's races, that wins congressional races, that allows us to really get our country back on track. And that's what I'm trying to do. And look, I mean, Trump can say whatever he wants, but at the end of the day, he knows that his age is the same as Biden's, but he also knows he got us into a lot of trouble. I mean, look at the $8 trillion that happened on his watch. Look at the fact that he's retreating and getting weak in the knees on foreign policy when it comes to helping our friends. Look at the fact that when our closest ally, Israel, got hit, what did he do? He went and talked about Hezbollah being smart, and he said, you know, had personal vendettas with Prime Minister Netanyahu. These are big issues, and we cannot win the issues and the fights of the 21st century if we continue to use politicians of the 20th century. The time is now to change. The time is now for people to realize we have a country to save. Our kids are counting on us. It is time to leave this baggage and negativity behind us and move forward so that we can be strong and proud again. We can do this, but it's going to take everybody saying, okay, let's move forward and quit looking at the headlines of the past.
Nikki Haley, is there a relationship? I mean, could she be a vice presidential candidate? I have dubbed the GOP debates the vice presidential debates. They're not presidential anymore because we know who's going to win the nomination. It's going to be Donald J. Trump. But could Nikki Haley be a vice presidential candidate? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Is Nikki Haley vice presidential timber? And again, forget what you hear during the primaries. and all the campaigning and all of the campaign rhetoric. Forget about that. Would she be a good vice? I think she'd be an excellent vice president. She's a woman. She's got foreign policy experience. She knows a lot of the leaders from around the world. And if something were ever to happen to Donald J. Trump, she could probably be an okay president. She could hit the ground running. Call me right now. I have not been bullish on Nikki Haley, but I think as a vice presidential candidate, she would be absolutely wonderful. And I'd fully support her. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And by the way, if you're a first-time caller, let Andy know that you're a first-time caller. He'll whisper it in my ear, and then I'll blab it to everybody. I really honestly will. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is 2 reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my 2 young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Live and Local. Everything you need to know to start your day. Tell you what, let's do. By the way, we're talking about Nikki Haley. She had a couple of moments at the debate. She got into it with Vivek Ramaswamy, and it was pretty ugly. In fact, it was downright ugly. But I keep looking at her and saying, I think she'd be a great vice presidential nominee. I really honestly do. Let's go to Dave. He is headed to Arizona. Dave, you're up, and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I got an opinion. Nikki Haley, I don't know. I think she's just establishment through and through. She never answered the question. She gave the three-minute spiel, hit all the talking points. Yeah, the only winning ticket, in my opinion, is Trump and DeSantis. He's got to have DeSantis with him to pull those establishment people, whichever ones he can, to come along with. Because this establishment, she was right on a lot of the talking points, but she was wrong because we need to get rid of the establishment. That's the problem.
Hey, Dave, is there any one issue where you see Nikki Haley being deficient?
Nikki Haley?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
Oh, no. I was gonna ask you, is there any one issue where you feel like she is way, 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 way off base?
I can't even hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay. No problem. Thanks, Dave. But he says that she rattles off the talking points really well, but that she is an establishment Republican. What do you think? Call me. Let me know what you think. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want you to hear more from Nikki Haley. This was her you are scum moment the other night in the debate in Miami. In fact, let's go to cut 4. This was Nikki Haley with Bill Hemmer yesterday on Fox News Channel.
Well, she expected it. It was a pile-on in the third Republican presidential debate last night in Miami. The candidates did try to tear into Nikki Haley as they battle for second place in the race for the GOP nomination. But she also tried to give as good as she got. Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley joins us now. Great to have you. Want to play a moment that is getting a lot of attention, though the last three words of what you said are getting a lot of attention, but not the full context. We'll play it for you here. This is what happened last night.
In the last debate, she made fun of me for actually joining TikTok while her own daughter was actually using the app for a long time. So you might want to take care of your family first.
Leave my daughter out of your voice.
Your adult daughter. The next generation of Americans are using it. And that's actually the point. You have her supporters propping her up. That's fine. Here's the truth.
You're just
the easy answer.
What was going through your mind at that moment?
You know, it's just this is a serious time in our country, and this is not the time that you need to have, you know, these personal hits. My daughter's 25 years old. You know, we've got big issues happening in the world. We've got threats facing us around, you know, at the United States and our friends, and we have to take that seriously. And look, it, even though it was a personal shot and it was a shot that wasn't necessary, I think the bigger point is there are big differences between me and Ramaswamy. You know, he doesn't think we should be helping Israel. He thinks that we should let Putin have Ukraine. He's fine with using Taiwan until we have all the chips we need, and then he'll give it out. You know, you look at Ron DeSantis. He says this is that Ukraine is a territorial dispute. We've got real issues on that debate stage that differentiate us. And that's what I wanted to talk about. You know, he threw a petty shot there. I mean, it says more about him than it does about me.
Not to continue on the personal here, but the microphone caught the words. We heard you say you are scum. Do you want to continue with that today? Do you feel the same way?
I mean, Bill, that was showing a lot of restraint. That's all I'll say. That was showing a lot of restraint.
Nikki Haley yesterday on Fox News Channel with Bill Hemmer. Let's get back to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to J.D. J.D., you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Very low. As long as you can hear me, Kevin, something seems to be ignored between these two candidates. They're both of Indian heritage, and I believe one is a Sikh and one is a Hindu. And it's similar to the Muslims who are Shiites and Sunni. And I don't think these two sects in India get along very well, so they may have an inbred hate for each other.
Wow. I had not thought of that. I had not thought of that. Thanks.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, no problem, JD. Thanks. We're going to get that fixed here. We'll get that squared away. Donald J. Trump is leading not just in the New York Times poll, the Siena poll, but the CNN poll. There will be more polling. If we find more polls like this with Trump up 10, 11 points here in Nevada, it'll give us a good idea of at least a snapshot of where we are. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get to more of your calls coming up on the other side as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Friday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
We'll get you all ready for the continued fallout of the third Republican debate. Who advanced, who fell behind, and where are we headed next? It'll be the Friday edition, Clay and Buck.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update morning edition. But first.
Every morning, the president wakes up to a top-secret brief on America's biggest challenges. Ever wished you were in the room? Of course you have. I'm Mike Baker, former CIA ops officer, and I'm here to give you the next best thing. Welcome to the President's Daily Brief podcast. Every weekday, I break down the day's most pressing issues in just 20 minutes. Get briefed. Stay ahead. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
On this Friday, there was a Republican presidential debate this week, as you know, but it was running against the Country Music Awards, and it got clobbered in the ratings. So about 5 million were the preliminary numbers to watch the debate. Many more watched the CMAs. Now, years ago, as an aside, I presented a CMA award along with the late Naomi Judd, very nice woman, who succeeded despite a chaotic upbringing, which I always admire. Anyway, it's not the GOP contender's fault. The campaign is pretty much over already. Donald Trump is a force of nature who appeals to conservative Republicans on a very emotional level. That combined with Trump's economic success while in office, as well as his skill at controlling overseas villains, makes him a lock for the Republican nomination. And so the country will be intensely divided once more. Donald Trump could be reelected easily if he brings it down a bit. He has the record to run on, in contrast to President Biden, whose policies have failed in a major way. And that's what Mr. Trump should concentrate on, not the last election. It's in the books. That's that. It is the future of America that matters most. Back after this. If you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Live and Local, broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. Right here on AM 670 KMZQ. We're going to be joined in just a few minutes by Mark Amadei, representing Nevada's 2nd Congressional District. He is in town, and he's going to join us in studio, which I think is pretty darn cool. I don't know what's bringing him to our town. He, of course, lives up north and represents CD2. But we'll find out. We'll find out. We'll also find out about Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House. How's he doing? He's had a couple of weeks on the job. How is he doing? And we'll get the assessment of a member of the House of Representatives, and we'll find out. Also, a little bit later on, Jim Littner, good friend, co-founder of the Veterans Transition Resource Center. If you don't know what it is, stay with us, because Jim Littner will tell us about 7:30. And then it's Ron Futrell. He always makes me laugh. Always makes me laugh. I love him, and we got so much to talk about. We got UNLV football against Wyoming. They're already bowl eligible. The Rebels are ready to go. And now the question is, are they going to make the Mountain West championship game? That may well be determined tonight. A Friday night matchup against Wyoming at Allegiant Stadium. Mark Amadei will join us. In fact, he has just arrived in the building, and we'll get a chance to visit with him about what's going on in our nation's capital. Will we have another one of these crazy CRs, or will we actually pass all the budgets, as they say, in regular order? Regular order doesn't matter as much to me as it does knowing what these congressmen, the senators, and House members are, what they're going to be voting on, maybe as early as November 17th, maybe an extension that'll take us into March or April of next year. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up. By the way, we're also going to be talking about Barry Odom and the job he's done at UNLV. It's amazing the difference a coach makes. Yeah. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on a beautiful, beautiful Friday. Coming up, Congressman Mark Amadei from CD2. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kevin.